There we go. Oh, look at this.
She's pushing her buttons against
she's
your window.
Greeting me. That's quite
Buzz
quite
loves the anal. He really does. Yeah.
Yes. I came in. It's a bit of a sordid story, actually. I came in with actually a very large drug problem back in '95, and within the first year of doing pornography, I got sober. I just celebrated 6 years sober, actually, on July 6th.
That kind of breaks down the myth of drugs in the porn industry a little bit. I mean, don't a lot of people that get into porn get into drugs at the same time?
Yeah, I've done everything backwards. Though. I mean, they told me coming in, you need to get boobs. I said, forget that. I'm not going to do that. They said, you know, you need to do more drugs. I said, well, I can't do that because I'm already doing more than I could possibly handle. And I just kind of did everything backwards. But, you know, every once in a while, somebody can come in and just do everything completely backwards, and it works for them.
Right.
You know,
right. What was your drug of choice when you were actively involved in the drug
anything
community?
You had.
Really? Wow.
Party girl.
Let's see. In order of preference?
Yes.
Speed, heroin, cocaine.
Wow.
Why about? Well, heroin, I did them all three at the same time.
Well, so
if you get them all in one shot, you're doing good.
You have that in common with Joe right now, absolutely.
What about the prescriptions?
Never got involved in prescriptions.
Never.
Because, you know what? They're not strong enough, and most of them aren't water-soluble, so you can't crush them down and get them into... Oh, never mind.
Got it.
Wow.
And now, so no more drugs at all?
No drugs, no drinking, and I actually quit smoking 2 years ago, too.
Now, what are you?
I'm so squeaky clean now, it's all... That's why I have to, you know, I have endorphin rush.
Right. So it's all about the sex now,
it's
right?
It's all about endorphin rushes.
Wow.
They mentioned the beautiful Chloe will be at Big Al's in Martinsburg, West Virginia, tomorrow from 5 till 7, and then at Big Al's in Hagerstown, Maryland, tomorrow night from 8 until 10.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
a lot of traveling, huh?
A lot of traveling.
Do you have a tour bus?
I wish.
Now, really, Chloe, tell me really about this free speech thing, because we are really into free speech on this show.
Right.
Tell us about this free speech coalition.
That's actually why I'm here. I mean, the store signings and the radio shows are kind of just an added bonus, but the reason I'm here is for the free speech fundraiser that's going to be happening at the Showcase Theater in Beltsville, Maryland,
right,
on Sunday night. It starts at 8 and it goes till 12. Basically, what free speech is there, and this is for the local chapter, it's a fundraiser for the local chapter, which is Maryland, Virginia, and D.C., which is pretty big. Because, I mean, and they lobby. They lobby for our First Amendment rights. Basically, if you want to continue to see pornography, then you need to come to the fundraiser and support the cause, the people that are going to bring it to you.
Look at Buzz writing down the address.
Just in case.
Were you really writing it down,
Buzz? And I am doing two
Buzz,
shows.
What time are you planning on rolling over there?
Well, it starts at 8. I'll be there at 8.
All right. Okay.
What is the address, Buzz?
I didn't get the actual address. I know it's the Showcase Theater in Beltsville, Maryland.
Yeah, I don't
though,
have the
he
address.
Did write it down.
And they're in the book. So
you have the address.
So this is kind of a benefit, but is the Showcase Theater a strip joint?
It is an all-new juice bar, and we picked the all-new juice bar. So basically, if you're going to get drunk, do it before you come, because
can you bring booze in there? Can you bring booze in there?
I don't think so, but I think they are stamping hands so you can go back out to your car and, you know.
It's on Route 1 in Beltsville.
Route 1.
You ever been there? The Showcase Theater?
Perhaps in another life I was there.
I'm thinking in another life, were we ever there? Were we ever... You worked around there, right?
I think back... P.F.
Yeah, pre-Frida?
Yeah, pre-Frida, believe I was there.
Is Frida the wife?
Yes, for 21 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Yes. I've been to almost all of them.
People
I never remember that.
People stay married longer out here. In L.A., I'm telling you, the average length of any marriage is about a year and a half. Okay, no comment.
Well, no. Going through second.
Oh.
Of course.
It's okay.
Move to California.
It's okay. I'm all right. I'm okay. Got an car accident. I got a gash on my head.
I'm single.
I'm all right.
I've been single for 6.5 years.
Hey, wouldn't that make headlines, huh?
Chloe O'Mara.
Fantastic. Chloe O'Mara,
that
yes.
That's great.
Fantastic.
That great.
Very good.
And who knows, in a year we might be moving to California.
Mm-hmm.
So anything is possible.
Absolutely.
Chloe, okay, so we're all for free speech. If you show up at this free speech thing, what happens? There's naked people.
Yeah, well, I guess a typical strip. I will be doing two shows, two dance shows, and I will probably be doing free Polaroids for people. Polaroids at a discounted rate. Again, everything goes to the Free Speech Coalition.
Gotcha.
But I think that the door charge is $20. I'm not mistaken.
Now, you go out there, is there going to be anybody...
$25.
I mean, is it going to be like... Is it going to be a... I'm picturing a strip joint with like a podium set up where people are going to give speeches or something
No.
Or
it's just a
fundraiser.
It's just a regular strip club. There'll be house dancers there.
So half the guys will be there going, I don't know about any fundraiser, but I'm not paying no $20 or
something like that.
Right?
You might get that.
Right, but if you want to go out and support the cause,
exactly,
you can show up out there and do that.
Yes.
All right.
Let me ask you, of the magazines you've been in,
mm-hmm.
Penthouse, Hustler, Taboo, Fetish, High Society, Perfect Ten, Genesis, Details, Talk, and Barely Legal, which was the best experience and which was the worst?
Good question.
Whew, Penthouse is always a nice experience because they pay you very well. And the photo shoot.
Oh, right on.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, why not?
Chloe.
Nobody knows what that is anyway.
Oh, yeah. Our listeners do.
And everybody. How am I supposed to leave that up?
It's the other F word.
You know, I was sitting out in Cancer Corner the other day with a bunch of the guys from the radio station, and somebody made some kind of fluffing joke. And I realized as I walked back in that everybody out there knew what fluffing was, which I thought is kind of an exclusive term that we had had on this show for when some guy is in a porno and he needs to get the girl that gets him ready.
By the way, those fluffers don't exist.
They don't exist, so it's a myth?
I'm going to have to call that right now.
So fluffers don't exist?
Not exist.
And I've just been told on instant message that we cannot say fist.
Ah.
And
what about fluff?
With the ing part attached.
Yes, and we can say fluff.
Okay. Fluff. But when I walked in and I said, everybody out there, like four or five guys, everybody knew what fluff meant. And I said, if you worked at a normal job, if you had a normal job, you were working at a radio station, probably nobody in the office would know what the term fluff meant.
True. No, I believe everybody knows what a fluff girl
everybody
is.
Everybody knows what a
but
fluff girl is.
But they don't exist.
I'm going back to the first question, though. The worst and best magazine. So the Five Finger Fandango for Penthouse. And I really enjoyed that because, again, it's like exercising my right. First Amendment rights.
For free speech. We're all for that.
And the worst one was the one that we shot that never went to print because the camera broke. And that was for High Society.
High Society.
And it was a huge photo shoot, though, where they brought a fire engine in from, like, Los Angeles County Fire. Three guys, me. It was this huge all-day thing, and apparently the camera wasn't working for any of the 15 rolls of film we took that
day. Oh,
Joe, how you doing sitting there in your boxers?
Great. I'm having a great time.
Now, what's
the best, nice boxers.
What's the best experience in a porno movie that you've done? What's do you have a preferred actor that you work with?
I gauge my porno experiences on how many orgasms I have, and for the most part, I still have to give two thumbs up to Mark Davis, who has never let me down.
Mark Cutback Davis.
Five or six.
Buzz, do you know who Mark Davis is?
No idea. Sorry.
And who's the worst lay you've ever been with in a porno?
There must be a guy in porno where you say you're going to work with him, and it's like, oh, no.
Yeah, there are a couple guys like that. I'll be honest with you. They're the Viagra boys. In the last 3 or 4 years, we've gotten a lot of good-looking men in the industry, but they can't do anything on their own. They have to have that little blue pill.
Gotcha.
And
so guys in porn use Viagra?
A lot of them. In fact, I would even go so far as to say most of them at this point.
Are you okay, Joe? What were you doing over there? You were, like, having a little seizure or what?
Following his Viagra.
Are you able to keep a regular relationship going with a guy being as you are the anal queen?
You can have a normal relationship if you find somebody else that works within or around the industry. I've always gone elsewhere to try to have a relationship, so no, it has not worked out for me.
If you met a guy outside of the industry who you really, really liked, and the subject came up, and the guy was not into anal,
that wouldn't be a problem.
It wouldn't be a problem.
No, because when you're really into somebody, it doesn't matter. You know what sex? You know, well, I mean, maybe if he had like a, you know, I want to wear your clothes sort of fetish, it might be a problem.
But I'm getting
if we were the same size.
And that leads me to the next question, which is if you and I want to make sure I don't get bleeped out here. If you get satisfaction from doing that, is it like once you do that, you can't really get satisfied
way? No. That's just like an added thing.
Okay,
I mean, that's an added thing. I enjoy sex in like the way that a normal female would.
Okay, all right.
Minus the oral. Which I don't really care for, but
giving or getting?
Getting.
Getting. You don't
getting it.
I love it. It's my favorite thing to do in the world, but I don't care for getting.
Wow. Now, Joe, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Joe, are you getting?
This is getting embarrassing.
Are you getting chubby?
Hey, Rob, come here and feel this.
Stop it.
Stop
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ!
It was the enthusiastic answer to that last question that I think all of us kind of you can see the pupils all dilated a little
you
bit.
You don't
there,
like receiving, but you love giving.
Yes.
Now, normally normally you would think, you know, based on the sexperts that we've had on the show, that women love receiving and maybe, well, I guess a lot of women like giving, but women mostly, that's very unusual that you don't like receiving that.
Yeah, actually.
Especially in the industry, it's such a big part of it.
Well, you know, actually, in all my movies, you'll never see anybody doing that to me either because it's something I just skip over because I don't really care for it.
Boring.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're out of applause.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah. So, you know, I can pick up the slack with the anal thing anyway.
My wife shares that philosophy.
We have to fill like 12 and a half minutes of time
now. I can't tell you how many times, really, have I mentioned the hair pull?
Or you're down there? And
I'm down there, and it's just like, yeah. I get the pull. It's like,
don't bother.
Stop it. don't even try.
Well, that's usually right after they, you know, because you get really sensitive after a nice orgasm.
Birds on that say, with regular man on top, get it over with quick. Women can't get satisfaction out of that, and that you have to do a lot of extra stuff.
How long does it take you?
Who's experts? What's experts?
Well, sex experts said that women don't have orgasms during normal intercourse.
That's not true.
Cows like Laura Korn.
That's the only way I've ever had an orgasm.
Is with intercourse?
Vaginal. Yes, vaginal
really?
Only. Yeah, because I got in an accident. This is like what leads into my not like mine, but my is in a different spot. I
really?
Straddled the monkey bars in first grade, and I lost all nerve to my clit. I am unable to have an orgasm.
Oh my God, monkey bars in her privacy.
Well, I don't remember it because I was very young. But
so down there, your most important part, you don't have sensitivity now?
At all. So it all has to be inside.
Wow,
which is,
wow.
I think, where the anal thing probably came from. This one thing I knew was fun, but I thought,
you know what,
why not the other thing?
I'll give you a pass on the anal.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll give you a pass on the anal.
No question about it. No question.
You're okay.
Hi, in the thing from your aunt.
All right, well, listen, it's Free Speech, the Free Speech Coalition at the Showcase Theater in Beltsville, Sunday night. Chloe, Jesus Christ, all of these things to plug. Your website is www.chloe, that's CHLOEXXX.com. Free Speech, www.capitalfsc.org. Saturday at Big Al's in West Virginia. Saturday night at Big Al's in Hagerstown. Mm-hmm. And Sunday,
Big Al seems to have quite cornered the market.
Sunday at the Showcase Theater, $25.
That's Alan Goodman's place, isn't it?
Everybody listening needs to come down to that Free Speech Coalition thing. It's really
can
important.
Can I ask you a question? I mean, because of your face, did you ever do any like regular modeling, or were you approached for that? Because, I mean, you do have you could do that.
Maybe at one time, but once you do porno, you're kind of a pariah. There.
You're done.
You know, yeah. It's like I've made my decision.
Right.
Are you ready to take our sex quiz?
I am. Okay,
should be fascinating.
Wait, let me, hold on. Okay.
All right, very good.
Okay.
In place.
These are just 14 very simple questions.
She has very, very perky breasts, I should point out.
Mm-hmm.
Double A's, that's right.
Is it cold in here, or do they always look like that?
Isn't hard.
It's cold in here, and I'm still sweating.
Right. Joe, shut up. What was that, Chloe?
There they go. See? That.
She just made them
like that.
They're like pencil.
She's a professional.
Do you need anything erased?
That's right. What is your bra size?
It is actually a 32 double A.
32 double A.
Although right now, because I put on 4 pounds, I might be a full A cup. I'm hoping.
But they're nice.
Firing. And I'm almost 31, so I don't think they're going to get any bigger.
Boy, they're really nice.
And she did tweak them.
Here you go. Chloe, have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
Yes.
Of course. Have you ever had sex while you're menstruating?
Yes.
Have you ever had a lesbian experience?
Yes.
It does seem to kind of defeat the purpose.
Come on, give me a hard one here.
Okay. Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
Have you enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Yes.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
Yes.
Yeah. These are all yes. Sex in a public place?
Yes.
Yeah. Filmed or photographed, obviously?
Yes.
Have you had sex in the no-no?
What's the no-no?
It's where food comes in.
The queen.
Yes.
Queen. That's right.
Do you swallow?
Yes. Well, you know, not on camera, though, because they can't have you call it because it's the important part of
surgeon,
the scene.
Surgeon John.
Gotcha. The money shot.
Yeah, the money shot. But off camera, yes.
Remember the one that you came around on?
Have you J-O'd today?
So to speak.
Have I what?
Have you gotten your jerk on today?
Pleasured yourself.
You know,
today.
It's so funny because if you had asked yesterday, I could have said no, but today I did this morning, yes.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have a
we don't get a yes to that.
One no, man.
Very good.
First.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
Never had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
That's like the epitome of my life right there.
Okay. And the final question, round it off to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000. Have you ever had, what is your total number of sexual partners?
Was there 500 in that?
Yeah, it's 1, 100, 1,500, you know.
And I would say somewhere between 500 and 1,000.
500 and 1,000. Can we round it off to 750?
Yeah, let's go in the middle of it.
750.
Yeah.
Not the highest answer we've got.
I mean, and I, you know, I kept a list before I even turned 18, and it was already at like 160.
Oh, and you have a tattoo, I see.
I do. Mm-hmm.
What is the tat?
Tattoo means in Japanese somebody that's emotionally an extremist, and it's on my wrist because I wear my emotions on my sleeve.
Oh, very
Chloe is, in fact, the anal queen, and Buzz, let's get the results.
History is made today on the Don and Mike Show as porn star Corey scores a
Chloe
scores on perfect score with 13 yes answers and 750 partners. Congratulations, Chloe. I was trying to say Chloe scores.
Did he get in an accident today?
He's flustered.
I've been told everything. The name Chloe, being that it's French, I gets mispronounced. Like, I'm from Southern California, and there's a very large Hispanic community there, and it's always Chlo.
Chloe.
Chlo or Chole.
Keyhole
is another familiar one.
E-hole.
Yeah, it's hardly anybody gets it. Colleen, Corey. So it's okay. I respond to all those names.
Chloe is really the best porn star we've ever had
in
here.
Oh, the best interview. I mean, we've had porn stars in here before. Where it's like,
Frank Herzog.
Hey, come here, Frank. Come here.
Hey, come here, Frank.
Come here.
Frank.
Okay, they're little. They don't
I want you to meet somebody.
TV's Frank Herzog.
He's going to come in.
I'd like you to meet the... Wait until he gets...
Wait,
now, where did he go?
Have you noticed that the girls...
He's not
have,
coming in.
Have you guys noticed that the girls that have, like, all the work done, though, seem to be a little bit more self-conscious about their body?
Well, I think they're guys that don't care about boob jobs, and then there are guys, myself included, who don't. I don't like boob.
Yeah, they don't really care.
Frank Herzog
once
is.
Once you put all that money and time into it, that you get, they're more concerned about the way they look.
Frank Herzog. I could sit here and hear you talk about him all day.
He's the play-by-play voice of the Washington Redskins
and the head chef for the Channel 9 Morning News.
And
he's coming right back. He promised he would come in.
Now, what is he going to get? He's going to get his bag of toys.
What do you mean by head chef?
They make him cook pancakes.
So head for you guys isn't the same as it is for us.
Does he do the sports in the morning, or is he the anchor in the morning?
No, he does the sports. Does the anchor when Mike Buchanan
is
too drunk.
And the anchor is different from what it is in our industry.
What is the anchor in your industry?
That's the bottom of a DP. The anchor is the person that's on the bottom.
And the one on the bottom, is that in the no-no?
Well,
or
it depends on if you're in a cowgirl or a reverse cowgirl.
The name's for everything.
Do you guys want porn 101 on terminology?
This is great. No, this is stuff that
we
love.
We talk about butterscotch, which is because...
What is butterscotch?
Butterscotch is what happens if you don't have a clean A.
Oh!
You just say you got a little butterscotch now. Should we call that a hamster pop?
Now, this is good stuff.
I don't know how much of this is getting on the air, but...
A hamster pop?
We sure are learning a lot.
Everything else is basically broken down into initials. You know, you got your A, your V, your BB, BB is gay, of course. You got your BGG, boy, girl, girl.
I don't know
boy, boy, girl, BP.
I don't know if I can ask this question, but...
You can whisper it.
If there is, say, you just tell me if I'm not... If there is a hamster pop, as you mentioned, I'm sure we can say that.
Yeah, right.
Do they use anything like to simulate that? Because that's always been a myth in the porn.
Sometimes they'll bring in a stunt.
Right.
Stunt penis?
Another guy comes in, right?
Or what actually works very well, which I found in the last movie that I directed, because we had a little problem, Cetaphil. Facial cleanser through those based injectors.
Very good. I want to introduce you right now to a very, very
just right
good friend of ours.
Uh-huh.
And this will be a very awkward moment.
I already met him. The head chef.
The play-by-play voice of your Washington Redskins, the great Frank Herzog.
Well, you guys know how to live. You know, I've heard this stuff on the radio, but I never thought you actually did it.
There he is, Frank. Frank, tomorrow night the Redskins play. Let's see if you can concentrate.
In Indianapolis.
No. Redskins and the Carolina Panthers in Charlotte.
The Panthers in Charlotte.
And they look goddamn good in Tokyo or Osaka.
Well, it's the first, we'll take it with a grain of salt. They only played the first couple series.
But they look good.
Well, yeah, we had fun.
They look
good.
Most
fun we've had in the booth in 5 years.
Gotcha.
Excellent.
No silly mistakes either.
You're
no
right.
Illegal formations, no illegal motion, delay right. A game. That's the big thing.
No butterscotch.
No butterscotch there.
No hamster.
I can't help it. We're having a tutorial today, Frank. We're
a
finding out.
A tutorial on what?
On
slang.
What is a DA?
A DA?
Yeah.
That's our point. I've been told that's
double anal.
Oh yeah, you know what? That's true. There's a double anal or double vag. That's right.
But there's DA and DB.
DB, and then there's ATM.
How you doing, Frank?
I don't.
Everything's broken down. And so
Frank has left the studio.
You know, I had dinner with Marilyn Chambers.
Did you really?
You
that's
wonder.
A story for another time.
I was never coming.
Sure
is.
That's funny,
Frank Herzog.
That is funny.
Voice of your Washington Redskins.
Yes, yes. He's been. How long has he been broadcasting
20
the Redskins?
20 years.
20-year broadcasting the Redskins game here in Washington.
I think in all of that, and I don't know if this is going to make the air. When Chloe said it, great. You know what ATM is?
What's that?
Ass to mouth.
Oh.
Which you're not allowed to do in feature films through BCA, the company that I represent.
I'm not sure I want to do that anywhere.
Yeah.
It's funny, Aid.
Yeah. What's going on here?
Best porno guest we've ever had.
Absolutely.
I mean, going away, lapping the field.
There she is, the anal queen, Chloe. Go see her Sunday when she's at the Showcase Theater. And it's for the Free Speech Coalition.
That's Sunday or Monday?
Sunday. 8:12
p.m.
You might see a familiar face there.
Hey, why not?
What do I have to lose? Now, when did you get in a car accident?
This morning.
Ouch.
On my way to work, yes.
I hope you're going to sue the hell out of the person that hit you.
Oh, it's already on. The wheels are already spinning on that one, Chloe.
Good deal.
All right, get out of here, Chloe. Right.
Thank you. Let's give her a nice round of applause, Chloe.
Chloe.
Oh, no. Chloe and Joe are hugging.
Oh, nice little long
hug. Very
nice.
Joe.
Oh, now he's grabbing.
Joe, do not grab Chloe's ass.
Oh, it's okay. It wouldn't have been the first time.
What it's there for.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. What a fun guest.
You know, the Dynamite Show, the only place.
Only place.
Where porn stars rub shoulders.
Right.
With anchormen from TV.
Absolutely.
Play-by-play guys from
you won't
football
hear that.
Teams.
You will not hear that anywhere else.
No. Here, I bet you, you're married. You're not. Here's a condom.
Oh, thank
you.
Your
AIM Healthcare condom holder.
Oh, that's very nice.
You got
thank
it.
You.
Thank you, Chloe.
I brought some pictures and slicks if you want anything signed for the guys here at the station.
Yeah, Joe does. Yeah.
Joe.
Do that the other way. You got to get out of here so we can talk about you.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
This is how we do it.
Thank
Chloe,
you.
You're great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice meeting you.
Can I get everything?
Lovely, Chloe. Nice job.
And Herzog. That's too funny.
I'm glad it came in.
Wow.
Herzog. Thanks for being half naked, Joe, too. Otherwise, Chloe wouldn't have been.
That had to be a dinner with Marilyn Chambers. Fascinating.
Herzog's in his car right now working his hand.
Stop it.
Down in the parking lot going, first and ten.
Holy.
First and ten. Going long.
There it goes. Left to right on your radio dial.
Fun and gun.
Oh, man.
Touchdown.
And then, of course, the aforementioned hamster pop.
That's the one I'm going to remember, the hamster pop.
And then Frank will go for two.
Oh, yeah.
Over to, wow.
Porn star Chloe in her trademark 32 double A's.
You know, normally the porn stars don't chat that much.
She's
kind of boring.
Jeff in Philly, Jeff.
Hey, guys. You guys rule.
Thanks.
You know what Chloe's, like, known for? She makes these faces like she's in major pain, and she talks filthier than a sailor in Subic Bay.
Fantastic.
You know what I wanted to ask her, though? I wanted to ask her if she thought Joe Ottinger should get a raise.
Oh, stop
that guy again.
Out of here. Hello, Don, on my show.
Yeah, I believe it.
You get it, Taylor. No, she's on her way out of here.
Is she?
But you can see her all over this weekend. She'll be everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, because I could.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Shut up.
I don't care what you like doing with a butt.
Shut up.
Here's what I like doing. And I thought we could kind of commiserate.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I loved her.
and I wanted to marry her, and you let her get away, Don and Mike.
Now, what can I say? Chloe was a very popular guest on the show.
Yeah, I mean, it's very impossible not to like her. She was very had a great personality, and even with Frank Herzog, there was electricity in her.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Oh, this guy.
What's that say about us? That was the most fun we had when he popped
when Herzog gave it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Did you see her anus?
We did not.
No, we did
no,
not.
No.
Did you smell her anus?
We did not.
She smelled good.
Don and Mike, hello.
I got a question for Chloe.
She's gone, but I'm sure we can answer.
All right. Do you know, like, I was looking at, like, you know, in the pornos when they're having anal, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how do they keep it clean like that?
She answered that before. Enema.
Donna Mike, hello.
Can't believe I answered that guy seriously.
You really did pay attention.
I did.
Rather repeat.
I didn't.
Somebody's in love. Somebody's in love.
I cut it out.
Donna Mike show.
I'm still woozy.
You know what? Here's what you say.
Yeah.
Get out of the business.
Right.
And be mine.
Yeah, right.
Get out of the business.
Wouldn't you love that?
And be mine.
Wouldn't you love that?
Chloe O'Mara.
You'd have a field day with that one. I'd have to get a payment from you to make that happen.
How's the anal queen doing?
Oh, just fine. And the house has never been cleaner.
Todd and Mike.
Meatloaf tonight.
Hello.
Yes, I was wondering if you had ever heard of the scrambled egg.
I think we have, haven't we? But I don't remember what it is.
I know we've heard of the Dirty Sanchez.
Well, see, that's different. This is a new one. It's where you take, like, butter, but the good butter, not margarine, because its viscosity is low, and you smear it all over the...
Radio.
And then you crack a couple eggs, and if you get the heat moving good and you steady boning, you have fluffy white scrambled eggs.
God. Jesus, I'm not sure if any of that is going to make the air. For God's sake. Thank you, though. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wildcard caller in Virginia. Welcome to Coast, you're on with my guest, Dr. David. Go ahead.
George.
Yes, sir.
I got to hand it to you for being able to follow part of this conversation. Some of this is just going right through me, over me, over my head. I have a question about time travel.
Okay.
And that, let's say your guest and I, he and I both got in the same time machine. We went into the past by, say, 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Grabbed a hold of ourselves, brought ourselves forward into the future. Now, all four of us, standing right here, right now, since we are right here, right now, would the four of us still be able to listen to the Don and Mike Show?
Well, you, if you do that, you grab yourself and,
thank you.
Bye.
Now, there's a time traveler who left his brain behind.
Well, you've taken yourself. Oh, this is my phone, fella.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to leave.
It's a weekend. Yeah, baby. Weekend.
Non-stop partying.
Party till you puke.
They're not just broadcasters, they're neighbors. Don and Mike.
Right, right. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yes, this is Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how you doing? My name's Shelly. I'm actually calling from Ocean City, Maryland. We're on a time delay, so I'm not quite sure where you are in the show, but just want to say I'm a lifeguard down here, and we all listen to you on our stand every single day, and we love you guys.
What street are you by?
I am the guard in front of the pyramid. I sit on 96th Street, and our entire crew of area guards all listen to you.
Don, you frequent that part of the world.
I love Ocean City.
How are the lifeguards down there?
Hot.
Lifeguard babe. Oh,
yeah. I mean, really, all of the girls, and there is one girl who sits in the chair at 42nd Street. which is right across from the convention center. She's blonde.
Yes, it's my roommate. Her name is Tiffany.
Oh. Are you asking me?
Of course her name is Tiffany.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I believe that that's her. I think she's just right in that area, that in the high 30s. So, yeah, my roommate Tiffany, there's 9 of us that live there, and 7 of us are guards. So.
I want you to tell her that I spent a week visually undressing her every day. Every day.
She'll probably hear this at 4:30 when this gets broadcast. So
every
I'm
day, because I would live. What I do is I plant myself. I get a good spot right by the lifeguard, the big tower seats that they sit in.
Right.
Because first off, you know that a lot of people aren't going to sit by the lifeguard, so you get some privacy. Mm-hmm. Second, if anything good happens, like a rescue,
privacy right. for your privacy.
You're always very close.
You're there.
And third, if you get a hot lifeguard like right. like this girl Tiffany,
yeah.
you get to watch her climb up and down the ladder.
Do you ever go out like far enough where you go undertow,
no.
help?
Never have. Love Ocean City. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you guys so much. We love you guys down here.
Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye.
7 lifeguards in a house together.
Don and Mike's
lifeguard.
Show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
The terminology that Chloe was going over to the last break there.
Yeah.
Everything got through except for the hamster pop. Can you try to explain it again?
Yes, it's when a guy is achieving and not a lot comes out.
Ah, thank you very much.
It's a disappointing shot.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike. Not a money shot.
Right.
Hello.
Hamster pop.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Don. This is Brett calling from Kansas. I wanted if you would call Frida.
Why?
Because I wanted to talk to her, because yesterday she was being kind of dumb with the whole situation with Bart.
You're being dumb.
Yeah, I know, but...
What do you mean my wife is being dumb?
Well, she was trying to blame it on you there at the end.
Yeah, well, that got turned around. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't her fault. It was really nobody's fault.
No, but you are violating one of the prime directives, which is ever forward.
Ever forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I'm calling from Wichita, so I apologize for that.
Right.
Calling from the past.
Well, now hold on. What are you apologizing for? Your existence?
No, for
the phone call
for breaking one of the prime directives.
Gotcha. But you knew the prime directive already.
No, I didn't actually, but Mike just informed me of it.
There you go. Now you know.
Yeah, I do.
We don't refer to something on yesterday's show. We try to keep the forward momentum of this program.
So now, come on. What's your next move?
Probably to hang up.
There you go.
Come on, do it.
See, I can't because...
Oh, no.
Come on now. Put that
phone back in its receiver. Come on now.
Come on.
Now, the only way you'd be able to move backwards would be a segment. You could refer to a segment. For example, if a famous TV newscaster had come in and said he had dinner with Marilyn Chambers.
Yeah, now, a play-by-play voice announcer for an NFL team would announce that he
had dinner with Marilyn Chambers.
Or if he said that the team's next game was going to be in Indianapolis.
Right, exactly. And then during the break, say, one of the hosts of the program happened to go out into Cancer Corner and hear the whole story of the Marilyn Chambers
oh,
dinner.
Oh, so it's true.
Well,
Frank Herzog had dinner with Marilyn Chambers.
Frank said he had dinner. He went out with some friends and I guess a lady, and I think it was a lady and her husband, and Marilyn Chambers and her husband had dinner with Frank, and Frank didn't believe it. Frank said he's very gullible. He said he didn't believe it. He said this woman was dressed just like an average housefrau and came in and dressed very plainly. And then it was, I guess, the next game when he saw on the Spanktravision that Marilyn Chambers was featured, he turned it on and he said, oh my God, he had really had dinner with Marilyn Chambers. And we were all enjoying the story out there with Frank. It was
pretty great.
Having a smoke with Herzog.
I wonder if he's going to mention that during the Redskins-Panthers game tomorrow night.
He should.
First and 10, great time with Don and Mike yesterday. They reminded me of how I met Marilyn Chambers. There's a pass to Stephen Davis.
Don't forget the Redskins open against Indianapolis. Coming up soon.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, listen, I'm going to give you one more chance to eject.
Hey, I'm enjoying this. I don't get to hear this.
I'm going to give you one more chance to eject.
Yeah?
Go peacefully.
Hang up.
Okay. But before I do,
No. Hang up.
No.
Just hang up.
All right. Peace out, fellas.
He listened. To reason.
Thank you. Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Phil from Philly.
Hi, Phil from Philly.
How you doing?
Doing great.
I got to tell you, that Phono's thing yesterday was funny as hell.
Yeah, that was one.
I just want to tell you, that was great.
That was a time capsule.
What?
Phone horns with Major Bill Smith.
Yes, it was wonderful.
That was, I was in tears. I almost got into a car accident last night.
Thank you, my friend.
Oh,
and listen, you mentioned Philly. Oh, that's not funny. A car accident isn't funny.
No, not now. No.
You mentioned Philadelphia. And you know, a week from today.
Listen to song. Okay. Okay, Mo.
We're going to be in Philly.
1, 2, 3.
Because we're coming.
To your house.
To your house.
Coming to your house.
Yes, we are.
To have a good time.
A Las Vegas style show at somebody's house. Say thank you for the great number one ratings.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No, number one in Philly.
Yeah. No, mommy won't like us.
No, she won't.
Mommy won't like.
Well, there was that one letter.
Right, one letter said the mom and dad would be there.
Mom and dad.
Coming to your house to break up the joint.
So, ready for some more entries?
Yeah, please. They're pouring in from Philadelphia. Everybody wants to have a Las Vegas style show at their house.
Yeah.
Our fax number is 800-636-6410.
This one's not an entry. Donna Mike, unfortunately, I can't offer my home for the Las Vegas style show, but I did want to let you know I appreciate you effing the management and putting on the show yourselves. I just started listening recently, and I've turned everybody in my office on. It's appreciated. I'm glad I could help your ratings in Philly.
That's nice.
Like getting those letters. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we should say that everybody up at WYSB on board with this broadcast, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a great time at somebody's house.
Dear Donna Mike, search no further. I have your house and your guests. I live in Collegeville, Pennsylvania, 20 minutes from Philly and 7 minutes from the King of Prussia Mall. Let's review the stats. Three guys, 28 to 32 years old, and a beautiful 3-year-old. Friends? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about what? That sentence.
Hold on. It says, and then great for the awe effect until you guys go on.
No.
Okay. Friends? Friends that do anything together, drink, love, and play, and did I mention drink? We have a close amount of friends I met while DJing the year at Philadelphia's number one swingers club, Club Kama Sutra.
Oh, God.
On a weekly basis, I have them doing everything from BJ contest to whipped cream oral contest. You name it, they do it. Our last party had 100 people, and we had everything from prawn going to nude jacuzzi activity.
Prawn going?
PRON.
So maybe somebody can explain that to us. We're learning all sorts of new terminology today.
That brings me to a house. It's on 2.5 acres, as secluded as you could wish for. The only neighbor I have who's within a quarter mile is just as crazy as we are. We have an outside deck. Did I mention a jacuzzi that seats 8? The deck can hold up to 200 people, and my house can hold even more.
Calm down,
huge
Buzz.
Rec room and living room. 4 nice bedrooms. I could go on. But do I really need to? I have the house. See you on Friday and leave your inhibitions at the door.
Wow. Going to need a copy of that.
P.S. And then a P.S. Invite any listeners that would like to come. The more, the hornier.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Can you see the headlines on Saturday? Deck only coded to 150 people. Come crashing down. National Treasure's injured.
Don and Mike. Basically, it goes like this. If you pick any other house but mine, you are dumb asses. I live 10 minutes out of sight of Center City. My house is nothing short of perfect for a Las Vegas-style show of epic proportions.
Center City.
I live in the suburb, Lower Marion. I have one neighbor who, get this, is my uncle, who will be partying with us for sure. I have a family room 20 feet by 40 feet, which is more than sufficient. Between my yard and my uncle's yard, we have about an acre of land to have as much fun as possible. And yes, Mike, I have an in-ground pool. The best part of it all is the people that are going to be there. The question was whether or not we could handle the show, but can the show handle us.
Man, these are great letters.
Yeah.
Put it this way. I'm 21, and I live this life every day. I listen to your show every day, and you guys talk the best game. So why don't you back it up and let me show you what Philly is made of. Nudity is an understatement. My friends are the craziest group of people in this goddamn city. By the way, I am a picky man when it comes to women. You will definitely not be upset. Being only 21, I have a wide variety of friends ranging in age from 21 to 50. So, Mike, many hot bachelorettes will be there. So I know my end of the bargain will be complete with no doubt. Let's see if you can hang for a good time. Call me. P.S. Who needs off-duty cops when you are friends with the mayor?
The mayor.
P.P.S. Leave your clothes at home with your wife and kids.
Wow.
And then he sent a follow-up. Dear Don and Mike, I just sent you a letter 5 minutes ago. Within that 5 minutes, I have heard news that could be the deciding factor.
Oh.
I spoke with my uncle, whose friend owns a strip club, and not one like cheerleaders where you keep your bikinis on. If you come to my house, he will pull a few strings and have half the goddamn club show up. I will wait for your call.
That's a strong letter.
Ooh. Bill, P.S. If you talk S, you eat S, and I don't talk it, I walk it.
These, you know what? It is. It's going to be difficult now. Yeah. I'm saying to pick the winner for Philadelphia.
At least four strong letters so far.
From a guy who owns a pub.
Okay.
This is from a guy who owns the Oak Tree Pub, Washington Township, New Jersey. Facts the picture. I have a 14-foot oak bar that holds up to 75 people. My house is on a lake perfect for late-night skinny dips. With a bar this size, I can have 50 good friends that I have put on the list. Let's do this.
Okay. Boy, another strong letter.
Yeah.
Dear Don and Mike, stop the presses. You have a winner. You have many deserving fans in the Philadelphia area, but no party would be more memorable than at my house. I live in the top floor of a converted warehouse. My ceilings are 25 feet high. I have a freight elevator that opens up into my place and plenty of outlets for equipment. I have no neighbors besides me and lots of parking. Most importantly, I have the hottest friends in Philadelphia. I can fit 100 people easily in my space. And in the city of Philadelphia, I don't go to the strip clubs. The strip clubs come to my house.
Wow.
Nobody in this city can produce more naked, hot girls than me. I do it on a regular basis already. The crowd will be filled with troublemakers and troubleshooters alike. For a great cross-section of Philadelphia and the most memorable Las Vegas-style show ever, there's only one choice. Mark's house. You will be talking about this party for the next 10 years. If you commit early to my place, I can guarantee you 20 invitees to distribute to other deserving women who have not yet had the pleasure of meeting me, thereby making the potential for craziness greater. Come to my house and I will produce a power keg of beautiful naked women, some of which I would normally not want in the same room at the same time. There may be hair extensions everywhere when the night is done.
Wow.
Let's get started.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Let's get started.
Did you, you know, I'll tell you what this is proving to me. Not only does Philadelphia get the show,
yeah,
but this is a very, very ferocious competition.
These are assertive letters.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not one letter that you just read where we couldn't pick that house to go and do the show.
Right. This reminds me of why, when I've gone to Philadelphia with the Redskins broadcast team,
right,
why I never wear Redskins stuff.
Yeah.
At the vet.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just don't.
You
right.
don't. That's you one don't. City you don't wear the other team's
passion.
Right.
I love the passion.
There
got
is
it.
Passion. All these letters are strong.
One more. I'll read you one more. Because it's a follow-up to yesterday. Don and Mike, this is a follow-up to a fax that you read yesterday from me. After some thought about what I can offer to your Las Vegas-style show, if my house in Philadelphia is chosen as the desired house, this is what I will add to my offer. I heard a listener stress his concern about not being able to attend since the house is a stranger to them. And with that in mind, I want to make this amendment to know that this might be what puts my house over the top. If my home is chosen, I would love to have the Don and Mike Show's greatest Philadelphia fans there, and I am willing to have listeners come to my home and be handpicked to participate in the festivities. Either Don or Mike will pick who either can enter or a chosen delegate who can enter and choose wisely. The only demand I have is that every man must bring two women.
Wow, okay, all right.
That is from Lance, who sent us the facts on yesterday's episode.
Yeah, it's interesting. It is fierce competition.
It is tremendous competition, and we're continuing to hold the competition open.
Hold on, Lance is on the phone. Lance.
Hey, guys.
Is this the same Lance or a different Lance?
It's same Lance. All right, now, this is a Philadelphia road show, is it not?
Las Vegas-style show. Get the
Las
name.
Las Vegas-style.
Get the name.
Philadelphia road show.
No. It's a Las Vegas-style show, something we've been doing for over 10 years.
That's what it's called. Now Lance?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, a little concern over the follow-up that, have each guy bring two women. You know, we want to make it real clear, and with some of the other letters, in fact, most of the other letters, it's been real clear that the women are at the party to start with.
Correct. Well, that's what I want, but I want all fans, so I don't want to leave nobody out. The problem being is these guys aren't even from Philadelphia area.
Well, now
everywhere else but.
Well, now the suburbs are fine.
Yeah. Well, the suburbs are fine, absolutely.
We had some guy 20 minutes from Philly, some guy who's by the King of Prussia Mall.
That's cool.
Well, you know, the party is in Philadelphia.
We understand.
That's where it's at.
All right, Lance.
Our souls.
Thank
Hope
you.
To hear
you later. Bye-bye. I can't say he just helped his cause.
Not much. No.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah, we don't want to get into a controversy already.
Yeah, hi.
Don.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know, Eagles are going to have to beat up on the Redskins this year a little bit.
Now, listen, I want to tell you something. We are going to be in a quagmire here. I'm going to be in a quagmire.
Right.
When it comes to football, because I am a Redskins fan, but you people in Philadelphia don't know that I'm really, at the heart, a Green Bay fan.
Right, exactly.
I'm also going to be... What?
That's almost as bad.
I'm also going to be an Eagles fan, and I'm really going to be torn this year because I'm going to be doing some of the Eagles pregames this year.
Exactly.
So, when it comes down to the Eagles versus the Redskins...
Right.
I believe I will root for
the highest bidder.
It depends where I am.
I know who you'll root for. I can tell everybody who you'll root for.
Who?
I would say at the midway part of the season, the midway point of the NFL season, you will have squarely put your loyalties behind the team with the best record.
You know me very well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know me very well.
There you go. So
You were saying the Redskins were looking good in Japan, but they're going to look terrible when they come to the vet.
Now listen, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to carefully watch the Eagles game tomorrow night as well. The Eagles against the Packers.
Right.
I'm getting it on my satellite. I'm going to carefully...
You're rooting for the Eagles.
I'm going to carefully watch that.
We're on in Green Bay also, so you know, you got to
be careful. Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm going to carefully watch that game. I'm going to watch the Redskins and the Panthers game Saturday night.
You know, we're talking about a Las Vegas-style show that cuts across every fan loyalty. It has nothing to do with football.
I'm going to watch the Ravens game tonight. Oh, and everybody remember... The NFL draft show is next Wednesday.
I'm prepared.
Next Wednesday, it's our fantasy draft. As a matter of fact, let me give you the... Hey, thank you for the call. We got to run. Before I tell you what's coming up on the show, here is the fax number if you want us to come to your house next Friday.
Sing a song, okay.
In Philly.
Ready?
For the Vegas-style show.
2, 3. We're coming to your house.
Coming to your house.
Coming to your house.
Most really instructing them on how to suggest. We're coming to your house.
Our fax number is 800-636-6410.
I sure like that guy with the freight elevator.
And we're going to be picking the winner by next Wednesday.
Strong winner.
What we'll do is we'll end up with 2 or 3 finalists, and we'll call each of them on the air.
Our follow-ups encouraged?
You bet.
All right.
If you've heard something that you think you can do better with,
right.
Send us another fax.
But I think, Lance, we've got all the information from you we need.
Yeah, we don't need to hear from Lance again. Let me see. On the show Monday, this is going to be awkward. Sammy Hagar, but he doesn't want to talk about the problems he's having with David Lee Roth.
You know, here's how out of the loop I am on all this. I was talking to somebody the other night who a friend had given this woman tickets to Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth. Now, I didn't know what I was talking about. I assume the tour is continuing just with Sammy Hagar, right?
Yes.
And so it's going to be the Sammy show.
But he doesn't want to talk about David Lee.
But he talked amazing trash about him when they first made the announcement.
You'll hear it on Monday's show because we're not going to let it go.
All right, very good.
Tuesday, the first woman ever to wrestle in the WWF.
All right, or now the WWE?
Yes, right. The fabulous Moolah.
Oh, her.
Moolah. Wednesday on the show.
Moolah.
Wednesday on the show. The NFL Fantasy Draft.
Right, very good.
Live on the air.
All right.
And joining us in the studio, the guy who's written the book, his dog, Cato, saw OJ kill Nicole.
Yeah, and he's written the book in the perspective of Cato.
Yes, the dog.
The whole story of the O.J. trial and the murder.
The only eyewitness to O.J. Simpson killing his wife.
Through Cato's eyes.
Thursday on the show. One day early, but we're going to be celebrating, commemorating the death of Elvis with the annual Elvis Death Day Show.
Is this music from the Rob Spiewak Private Collection?
This is from a website that Rob and I found, which you'll be hearing about next Thursday.
Very good.
And Friday, we're live in Las Vegas, live in Philadelphia.
Right.
To do the Las Vegas style show. So, Christ, we are busy. Again, the fax number from Philly is 800-636-6410.
Lots happening on the show.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
I was calling because that Eagles fan is an idiot.
Oh, no.
Can we please wait until the football season starts?
Let's bury that. Well,
come on now. Let's bury that. Once the season starts,
right.
I'm all for people from all the cities we broadcast to arguing about their teams.
And for now, let's talk about porn stars.
Well, the team.
Let it go until.
How is that word spelled? And say, is it W O L? Wool. I got to say, wool.
W H L, like Robert Wool.
Wool. Arless, useless, arless. Let it go, my friend.
I can't let it go. I'm the biggest Redskins fan there is.
Can't let it go.
A mile wide.
I'll tell you right now.
Chocolate pie a mile wide.
Have you ever done any military service, sir?
I'm only 20 years old, and I haven't done any.
Well, you know what? What's great about being 20, you can actually volunteer. Why don't you go down and do it today?
If you're the world's biggest Redskins fan, then for at least a third of your life, the Redskins,
Gerald Green's career.
The Redskins have sucked ass. Well, for at least a third of your life, the Redskins have been awful.
I don't think we're not. He's not processing. We can't help him at all.
I hear you.
You know, there's a great line that was used by a friend of mine, and I love it. And let me tell you what it is.
But,
he said, did you have a good time with that group of guys? You know, and this refers to a group of guys, much like our listener friend here. He said, yeah, I had a good time, but I didn't learn anything from him. That's what I say. We're not learning anything from this guy.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when the Redskins won their last Super Bowl?
I was in fifth grade, 1992.
You were in fifth grade.
Yeah.
So between then and now, those years, they've done dick.
You know, they've done plenty.
What have they done?
Well, they had that missed field goal back against the Buccaneers in 97.
That's a highlight, a missed field goal?
Well, no, they would have ended up beating the Rams and going to the Super Bowl to play the Ravens.
Listen, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, what a party we'd have. And understand me, I'm a Redskins fan. I'm just saying, I don't think you are, as you have made yourself out to be, the biggest Redskins fan out there.
Did you hear my prediction yesterday, sir?
No, I did not.
Don't call him sir.
I had son.
There you
did
go.
You hear my son? Did you hear my prediction yesterday?
No, I did not.
I had a dream. It featured Steve Spurrier. It said the Redskins going to Super Bowl this year. What do you think of that?
I believe that.
Of course you
100%.
Do. There you are.
There you go. Because you are a lifetime Redskins fan world's biggest Redskins fan.
Redskins fan. Go on now. 1982.
Can you tell me something? Who played at the quarterback position? Who wore number 17 for the Redskins? I'm thinking of two prominent quarterbacks who wore number 17.
Come on.
Kosar?
Excuse me?
Bernie Kosar, isn't that right? Or Billy Kilmer, one of the two? I know.
Billy Kilmer, you got the one you were looking for, huh?
Billy Kilmer. Kosar played with the Browns.
How about the colored fellow?
Doug Williams.
Excellent.
You got
very fantastic.
In 87.
Now, we've talked all this football. Shouldn't you be getting back to the law books?
Oh, I'm actually a driver. I just drive.
You're a driver?
Oh, shock. God, I'm shocked that you're a driver.
Yes.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, you guys rock.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
See you later.
Bye.
Pass.
Goodbye, sir.
Thank you, young man who was born when Reagan was president.
Yeah. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, I got a comment about that Redskins fan.
Oh, please.
Okay. He's got to be an idiot, because who wouldn't want to talk about porn? Especially if you're 20 years old.
I agree.
You should have women on the brain.
I agree. That's much more interesting.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. I think the interview with the young lady was just fabulous.
The young lady, and that's exactly what she was.
The young lady.
She was a young lady.
From on the radio.
She had quite the entourage, too. Did you see how many people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even talking about porn on the radio, she sounded like the girl next door.
We learned from.
Mike's fiance.
Yes.
Donna Mike, hello.
Yeah, this is John from Philly.
Yeah, John.
Yeah, I just want to give a big up to all my junglists out there, 215 Nation. I just want to give a big up
some
to
some kind of gang code.
Gang code.
Okay.